And when it's all said and done, the jury has to sum up from the two sides and two states, two different sides of witnesses, you see. Mm-hmm. And they're supposed to try to detect when a witness is telling the truth or telling a lie, swearing a lie. And after it's all said and done, well, then I take that jury, put them in a room where we was yesterday, close that door and sit down right there in one of them jury chairs. And do they have it sometime? Ooh-wee.
They get loud?
Yeah, they get loud. You can just very seldom understand a word over that door shut.
You just hear the roar, huh?
Now you can tell it's either a woman or a man talking, you can always tell it. Since 1940, we began to use women jurymen, you know. We never had them before.
Oh.
That's a late thing. And a long time they used white women and white men, and the Constitution of the United States gives a colored man. You draw his name, you got to use it. But I want to tell you something. In drawing them names, if they're drawn correctly and honestly and according to law, without you're pretty well acquainted with names, you'll get a nigger and won't know it till the day this court. He gets a summons to come in and appear as a juror.
How does this suit the people who are in court?
Well, for a long time they didn't like it. I'll tell you another thing. Before they began to use the women jurymen, we had three bedrooms upstairs in that courthouse. Well, the rooms up there yet. And they slept. That's when the jury would get the case after supper. They'd go up there and they'd battle on for an hour or two and couldn't agree. Directly somebody suggests, well, let's just go to bed and think it over. Well, they take a vote on that. The majority of them says go to bed. Well, that's the way they do. But since they began to use the women jurymen, I never have used that anymore. And to make it worse, you see, you may get a colored woman from a colored town here on a jury and a colored man from the western part of the county. Don't even know one then. Back to the business, you had to have it. It had to build a courthouse over to make bedrooms. See, you had to have one room for the colored women, one room for the colored men, and one room for the white women, and one room for the white men. Then they just didn't build a courthouse.
Was the jury still asleep on it?
No, not now. Done with it. He dismissed them. A lot of criticism about it, though.
Let them come back the next day?
Yeah, he lets them come back the next morning. Supposed to be there at 9 o'clock.
I bet you get a quicker decision if they sleep in.
Yeah, they go out under strict orders not to discuss it with nobody. They don't nobody like it. It's that way all over the state. And there ain't one way to do it, to keep them overnight. I'll tell you another story goes with that, too. They used to, when supper time came, the bailiff would take them and go to a hotel and eat supper. Sign up for it, bring them back, put them in the room, let them go to work. And mind you, if they stay all night, that bailiff's got to have a room and a bed. Well, the next morning he has to take them to breakfast. If they don't get through, they was entitled to their dinner.